3201.
What is wrong with your bus now?
Funny you'd ask me that. Well, first I had my mirror issue, and now when I tried to start the bus, the guy already took off, and my ignition, the engine start, after the air and stuff, it won't start. So I reset the battery and also did everything I could to see what it was able to be that, and that didn't work. So I went to the back of the bus and did the rear engine start, and the bus came back on just fine, and then I switched it to the front and it's working. But I did come all the way to Clackamas and try to do it again, and the start engine did it again. It didn't start the bus. So I can finish out the rest of the shift doing it that way from the rear and then switching it to the front, but I'm going to put a work card on it and have them fix that.
Yeah, I'm looking at your paddle right now, so your next layover is at back at the college, right, at 429. And then you have one more up there, just the one at 429. So I just don't turn the bus off, man. Just leave it running. It's fine. Unless you have to go to the restroom or something and there's not a 33 or somebody that can kind of keep an eye on your bus, just leave it running.
Yeah, that's what I plan on doing. I will probably use the restroom at the college. But it's probably the only time I had to use it once, and then, but yeah, I'll just leave it on, and I'll worry about it, and so I'll make it back to the garage, but I will fill out a paperwork for it.
Yep, that's the important part. Let's make sure we get that card turned in. It sounds like to me that starter switch has just gone away, so, okay, man, hopefully I don't have any more issues. Have a good rest of your day. We'll be clear at 1600.